four more girls might get their heads shaved like Britney Spears.
Robbie is oiling up the shears. And we have our next victim, contestant.
On our website, under the Daily Log section, is where you'll find it. Hold on, or is it under the pictures, John?
It'll be under the, I can't even think. I'm sorry. Yes, under the pictures section.
Storm it!
Called Britney Challenge.
Pictures. Click on the pictures tab.
That's what this is, the Britney Challenge. As everybody saw, Britney Spears got her head shaved, and a lot of women are coming down here today to do it for $1,000.
Here is Connie. Hi, Connie.
Hi.
Hi there. Where are you from?
Well, I'm from D.C. area, but I live in North Carolina now.
You live in North Carolina, just passing through?
Came to visit.
Wow. Came to you didn't hear this on the radio and just bust ass up from North Carolina to get your, no. your head shaved, did you?
No, I actually showed up last night.
Ah, okay. All right. Very
That's
good.
Tobacco country, isn't it, North Carolina?
North Carolina is indeed. It is indeed.
You have a beautiful long hair, uh-huh. and have you ever had short hair?
I've had short hair, but I've never had shaved.
Are you going back to North Carolina with your head shaved?
Yes.
Are you going back tonight?
Yeah.
No. No, okay.
Shall we start the day?
Confirm.
Yes.
Here we go.
All right. Dad. How's this going, Rob?
Oh, piece of cake.
She's another woman with a very thick head of hair.
All this hair appears to be natural.
Yes, it seems to be. She's not wearing a wig.
No
currently.
Extensions.
Here, Johnny, you want me to do that? Or do you? Can you get it from that angle or what?
Better over there.
Better over here?
No right. visible scars yet.
It's a lot of hair.
It is a lot of hair, isn't it, honey?
Yeah.
You know, right now,
if you can take a compliment. Right at you, kind of look like Billy Ray Cyrus.
There you are, lovely picture.
I don't just, really know what
you,
it looks like.
You got a major mullet happening.
Yeah,
right? Cool.
And just the money, ma'am, is that the primary motivation here, or is it something you wanted to try?
Well, both. I really wanted to pay my mom's taxes, actually.
Oh, that's sweet. Very nice. What a nice daughter you are to sacrifice your head of hair for your mom's taxes.
Yes.
Does your mom have her hair?
Yes.
Oh, it's too bad we couldn't get mom down here to
she's gonna
you know.
Freak out.
She's gonna freak out when she, but just when you say this is for your taxes,
yeah,
she's probably gonna burst into tears and say, "What a great daughter I have!"
Absolutely.
You know? Are you another one of the ladies that brought your kids down?
No, I have no kids.
Good for
no
you.
No kids. Okay. So you'll pay the taxes, and then your hair will grow back, and it'll be a nice Christmas.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that? There's the happy ending. There's the dream happy ending right there.
Yeah, Robbie could do the sideburn.
Yeah.
Rob, Rob just flying through this head of hair right here. Yeah, you have to be careful around the...
Told you, that's the boys calling. And when you cut a chick's hair, you realize that although many chicks do have facial hair, uh-huh. for instance, Connie does not, but her natural girl sideburns are like almost like Captain Kirk on Enterprise.
Right. And it's the hair that goes down. You ever see guys that can't grow sideburns that try to do it with the hair?
Right.
And it looks so gay.
Joe.
It really does.
Joe.
I'm on my second beer.
Hey, stop it now.
All right, Joe. We'll tidy her up in a moment.
How does it feel? Do you feel liberated with your hair gone?
Sure,
Mike. Sure. Right.
Now let's take her in the John. And let her get a look at herself on the wireless microphone.
They're going to be talking about you down at the courthouse.
All right, go ahead.
I know.
Nice job, Robbie.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
Now, Connie, don't look in the window. Go into the bathroom and let's take a look now.
Another woman.
Rob will take her into the Don to Mike men's room. Uh-huh. Take a look at herself.
Come in.
Let's listen.
All right.
Wow.
Off the top of the ear.
What'd she say?
That doesn't look
she
that
She said,
bad.
All right.
I don't think. I got a beautiful face.
Clean it up a little bit.
Too bad we're not giving away tooth replacement. Someone had to say it.
It radically changed her appearance.
He's got a good method.
It did. All right. Nice
Very
going,
good.
Connie.
Nice job.
Connie won $1,000 for you.
$1,000. Thank you, Connie.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for coming by. Let's bring our next Britney
Thanks
challenge.
A lot. All right. Let's bring our next lady in there.
Hi there, honey.
Hi.
Hey. Does it
hey,
get
baby.
Better?
How you doing?
Does it get better?
What's your name, ma'am?
Marianne Wood.
Marianne Wood?
Yep.
Marianne, are you from North Carolina?
No,
too?
I'm from Alexandria.
You're from Alexandria. And strictly the money or something you've always wanted to do?
Well, I've thought about shaving it before.
Really? Are you married?
Yes, I am.
You are? All right.
And my kids and my husband aren't going to like this too much.
Okay, your husband, what do you think your husband's going to do when he sees you tonight?
Can't do much.
Is that your phone, honey?
Can't do much.
Would that be your hubby listening right now? Maybe? Yeah. No?
Oh, my daughter.
How old are your kids?
18, 21, and 9.
Oh, you have a 9-year-old. Yeah. Wow, okay. All right.
Well,
well, let's start the shaving.
That was my 18-year-old that called. That's why I said that first.
All right. Start the shaving. Why do I feel like I'm watching an episode of Cops?
Do you mind if I ask what you do for a living?
I'm a handy woman. I work.
You're a handy woman.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like a carpenter? And
I
say,
do a little bit
somebody's
of everything.
Your kids are calling you? Are
uh-huh.
they going crazy?
I do a little bit of everything. A
little bit of everything? All right.
She says
good.
Handy woman. It makes me think of those videos.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy you a hat. A nice handicap.
Well, this is going to be easy because you do not have a lot of hair. You keep your hair very short.
Yes.
Absolutely.
But it is not so short
right.
that we are going to give her the Sandy Duncan Peter Pan discount.
Mm-hmm.
It's long enough
it's
that
long
she
enough.
She gets $1,000.
I mean, the hairdo that you have right now, I would say it looks a little bit like, I don't know, Kevin Costner.
We'll do the right. back first.
And
put your head
what down. I love is the demos that the first gal I would estimate would be, what, maybe 30s?
Right.
Early,
second
yeah.
second gal, roughly the same age. Uh-huh. I'd say that Marianne is
40s or 50s. 40s or 50s, Marianne.
Mid-40s,
right?
Babies having babies.
Right. Very good.
How's it going there, Robbie?
Perfect. We're doing a different method this time.
Rob is really getting through the handy woman's hair.
You're doing good there.
Anybody
he's
gonna,
doing here.
Hey, Johnny, how about some pictures over here? Gotcha.
Yeah, we have to get these pictures done. How's it feel? Does it feel pretty good?
Yeah. Oh, I
right.
like that.
Okay,
that feels good.
Rob, it's too great doing it from the back. Yeah. It's too great just shaving it. Take a picture.
Oh,
just...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, get a picture.
I was
down.
Just mesmerized. I'm sorry.
Take a picture from the back of what Rob has done already.
All right.
To poor Marianne.
Marianne, what are you going to do with the money?
Oh, pay some bills.
Yeah.
Just pay some bills.
Pay some bills, help my kids out.
Okay, that's nice. Another noble person taking care of her family. And John now taking the picture. And Rob now completing the task.
All right, finish your up, Rob.
Rob now skillfully one-handed.
Yeah.
Just zapping through this. Yes, he is. And the shears working well for you, Rob? They
Wonderful.
Seem to be really working well.
What a nice set.
Marianne.
Nice cut.
Marianne.
Are you talking about the shears or are you talking about our
we'll
subject
We'll talk about
here?
That later.
Okay.
Hey, Marianne, what did you think when you saw Britney Spears getting her head shaved?
Not much.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you for that answer. Very good.
Not much,
what is the what are you best at in your handy woman trade? What are you best at?
I'm not
at
a pro
fixing?
At anything, but I can do everything.
So you're an inch deep and a mile wide,
yes.
right? Okay. Very good.
Who's your favorite driver?
Who's my favorite driver? Mm-hmm. Earnhardt.
Dale Earnhardt Jr.?
Yep.
Dale Jr. How about that 500, huh?
Yeah.
That's really something.
Can I bend over for a second?
Yeah, please.
I want to
Yeah. Sure, bend over for a second.
Yep, I hear
that's
that.
My other daughter.
It's your other daughter?
It's your other daughter.
Are they upset, you think?
Okay, we'll clean you up in a sec, but that's good for now.
All right.
There you go.
She's a very sweet
that
lady.
That feels good.
Go take a look at yourself.
All right.
That feels really good.
Go take a look at yourself.
Come here.
And we appreciate you coming down. Rob will take you in
hey,
there.
Mike.
Sir, ma'am.
She looks like a man. She looks like a man. She looks like a man.
This is interesting.
Yeah. You're there. In the
let's
like
listen.
Demi Moore on G.I. Jane.
Exactly
yes,
like Demi Moore.
My thoughts
right.
exactly. My thoughts
there
exactly.
You
keep lying to yourself.
My thoughts
thank you. Exactly. Let's bring in Melinda.
Melinda. We have another person to
wow.
come in.
Yeah, one more. We're going to bang out one more here.
Melinda, so to speak. Rob Melinda. Is hacking away.
Right?
Tiffany. Did we not do Tiffany?
Tiffany. Who did we forget?
Tiffany.
Hey, baby.
Oh, Tiffany. Okay.
Tiffany. Hi, Tiffany.
Is Tiffany our last subject?
Yes, she is, Mike.
We have one more after that?
Yeah. Have a seat.
One more.
Hold on a second. We might not have one more, right?
No, we do. No, I'm just.
We
been,
do.
I'm holding up my sign like, "Do we have money?" And John saying, "Yeah, we got money." Yeah. What the hell?
We got it. And hi, Tiffany.
Hi, how are you?
Where are you from?
I am from Southern California.
Southern California. People coming from all over the country to get this done today.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Now, how did you decide to come down here? Well, you just heard it and decided you'd do this?
My boyfriend is forcing me to because he needs the money.
Oh, now that's not good.
That's slavery.
Yeah, no. He's going to need it for bail. So, he's going to jail tomorrow.
For what?
Really?
Yeah.
What
did
he do?
What's he going to jail for?
He beat a puppy.
Wait a minute.
Come on.
Wait a minute.
Not.
Yeah, he beat a puppy for no reason.
Well, we can't have you in our contest, then.
We can't. If he beat a puppy, we can't give him money for
it. It was
bail.
An ugly puppy.
I'm sorry. Get out of here.
I'm sorry.
Take your hair
sorry.
And get
we,
out of
we
here.
We can't do that. That's just the
standard. That's like a whatnot. I'm sorry. You're out.
What's that? What?
That's not true. I'm actually using the money to buy 1,000 tacos.
She's playing with us.
Now we
that's
don't
a violation, too.
What to believe.
Is your boyfriend going to jail tomorrow or not?
No, he's not.
He's
right.
not.
And you're not going to buy 1,000 tacos. Now we're going to ask you one more time, smart person. Miss Smarty Pants, got a question
like
for you.
Andy Dick.
I want to ask you.
Hey, buddy.
Why are you here and what are you going to do with the money?
I'm here because I was talking yesterday about how much I wanted to shave my head. Ah. And a friend called me and it's a great opportunity.
Okay.
What the hell? Go ahead.
Let her have it, Rob.
Go ahead.
Very good.
I don't know.
Rob's going. Are you going from the back?
I like going from the back.
You know, I should tell you, I know that I made a joke at the beginning of the show. Well, we should take all this hair and donate it to Cancer for Kids, but really,
we should.
That's what we are going to do because now I'm looking at this. There is such a pile of hair on the floor. Either Rob's going to make a nice sweater out of it, or I just see on the screen now that Cancer for Kids actually has called and requested the hair.
Good.
So as much as we hate to do stuff,
it's locks of love, right?
That's nice for people. Yes. We will donate the hair to them.
Good. This is a good donation. A lot of it.
That's very good. And Rob, you are going through this hair like nothing. How's it feel?
It feels great.
Is that the truth or a lie?
Hey, Rob, am I right or wrong? But is this the first one that you've put a little passion into?
She's trouble.
She's a little mouthy.
She is.
A little. I'm pretending every hair is 1,000 tacos. Put your head up, darling.
Yes, sir.
I think she's going to follow Brittany in more ways than one.
That's rude.
That's what?
That's rude, Mike.
I'm sorry.
That's rude, Mike.
You're the one that lied about the puppy. You upset me. I like dogs, and I didn't like the puppy. Now, if that had been a cat joke, the camera, I got to take a picture.
You're a puppy killer.
Where the hell is it?
You're a fake puppy killer.
You took it.
You know what? You're really a good-looking girl, even though you're kind of heavy on the attitude. But you know what's going to kill you with a shaved head? Those eyebrows now.
What are you talking about? My eyebrows are beautiful.
Your eyebrows.
I can correct
them. There you go. Look at that. That's a great picture.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. That's you know, especially. Hey, wait. You know, hold on, Rob. Hold on. Before you do anything, wait. Because it's her, I'd really like to know if she would like to keep it just like that.
You leave it like that?
Because really, that is just to see if she likes it.
Would you like?
Because I think she might. I think she might.
No, she wants it all gone. We had just a little left on front. Just a little bit like...
off to one side.
I just saw the movie over the weekend, Casino Royale. Mm-hmm. You know the bad guy in that who has the blood coming out of his eye?
Right.
He's got a haircut that's not like a Hitler haircut, but it's like a comb over like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And what she had left is very similar, but now it's gone.
There we go.
There she is, all done. God. How do you feel?
All shaved.
Oh, God, it's great.
Hey, that's a good positive reaction.
Go look at yourself in our bathroom mirror, please.
All right, very good.
And
she likes it.
Let's get the reaction now.
Could start a new trend, right, very actually.
Cool. Bye-bye, honey.
All right, see you later.
Remember, eyebrows.
What was something? Somebody was a dead man. I'm not sure
I'm not surprised.
Probably don't want to repeat that.
Let's go to the green room, the bathroom, the brown room.
Oh, my God.
What do you think?
It's good. It's good.
She likes it.
It'll go back in a couple days.
It'll go back in a couple of days.
Yeah, right.
That's it.
Yeah, that dog's coming back in a couple of days, too.
We got one more?
We do. Melinda. More.
Melinda. Okay.
All right, let's bring in our last girl here.
Amazing.
Melinda.
Five women came down today to get their head shaved.
Hi, Melinda.
We'll have a nice slideshow today on our website for Britney Spears.
How are you?
Hi there, Melinda. You come from work?
Yes, I did.
Where do you work, my dear?
I work for RGIS Inventory Services.
That's wonderful. A nice ponytail you have. You have long hair, don't you?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Longest hair so far.
Look how deceiving that ponytail was.
Strictly the money? Any particular reasons?
No, the money.
Just the money.
Did we get a...
the money, honey.
Did we get a before picture of her?
Did we get a before?
Yes. Okay. All right.
This is the greatest challenge. Rob, how many inches of hair do you think are there?
I would say her hair is every bit of 20 inches.
This is the longest strictly
nearly
for the money.
Nearly 2 feet of hair.
What are you going to do with the money when you get it?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it.
Okay.
Go shopping.
Go shopping.
Shopping for my kids.
All right.
That's a good idea. I heard they got this. I saw an ad yesterday for this new birth control thing that lasts 5 years.
Huh. Really?
I'm just mentioning that to some of our babies having babies coming in to get their head shaved today. Did you see the ad for this thing?
No.
It's a, it's this.
Here you go, dog.
Look at this.
Amazing.
Look at this hunk of hair I've just been handed. And
that is amazing.
It's still warm.
Wow.
Sure. The hair.
Fresh off the head.
The hair is warm to the touch.
Wow.
Yes. Here you go, Mike.
No, that's okay.
Take the hair before we give it to the kids.
Hair grosses me out. I don't want to touch hair.
Hey, Mike.
Wow. I don't want to. I'm not a hair toucher. Notice I'm staying away from all the hair that's on the floor?
I'm smelling the hair right now, and I am not kidding you. Really. Take a whiff and tell me if it doesn't smell a little turpentine-y. Smell it.
Yeah.
Sit up.
Yeah, now, have you been in some sort of turpentine?
Oh, no, hold on. It's the 3-in-1 oil that Rob put on the Clippers.
Oh, that's what it is.
Boy, this is
that's what it
hair.
Is.
Wow.
She's got the biggest head of hair so far, and a very nicely shaped head also.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I've never seen my head.
I'm serious. So
are you? You're nervous though. You're right. You're freaked out.
Actually, I'm not.
You're not.
No.
Nobody's really been phased.
John,
by
get
this.
A picture of all that hair on the
because
floor.
It'll grow back. You know,
it'll grow. Hair will grow, and everybody's had a great head of hair.
We better get a silver star from that Locks of Love place. Yeah. You should see. You should see the bag.
Now,
of
will
hair.
They be able to use it all like clumped up together, or do we have to separate?
I don't
it?
Know. You guys should have done a ponytail first and then cut it.
Yeah, sure. That's 2020 hindsight.
Now serious. You tell us. Jesus.
Just letting you know.
Well, this won't be the first time we do this.
John has been in contact with them, and they're happy with whatever hair we give them.
Oh, good. Okay, fantastic.
The Locks of Love. Here we go.
Head down.
Hey, listen, did you hear about...
Oh, jeez. Look at that. Wow.
Well, that was hard to do in one swipe. That
Rob, you're like doing a great job, really.
Going through a jungle.
I mean, Rob is... Just really, I mean, in short order, he's taking care of all these heads of hair.
What did you think of Britney Spears shaving her head, honey?
I just want to know what's wrong with her.
Yeah.
And what was the deal with going to rehab for one day?
She's back in now again.
Yeah. Best
told
she
us.
Is?
Yeah, she's
checked
back
in to
again.
Stay, I think.
You know I shouldered it on 495 for like 5 miles to get here?
Did you really?
Thank
oh,
you.
Good
for you.
Thank you for that.
Thank
that
you,
was
honey.
Very nice of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And really, Rob's doing a very nice, smooth cut here. Yeah. Lovely.
And Robbie, that's close enough. Oh, you just got to do her sideburns?
That's the thing. Here's what's nice about this.
Don't take an ear.
We're sending these women away with the Rob finished product. This is not complete. They haven't all been completely tidied up yet.
Please go in our men's room. Don't look at yourself in the glass there. Go in the men's room. Look at yourself in the mirror.
See what you think.
Yeah,
there
it's all
go.
Gone, honey.
Let us know.
It's all gone. Here we go.
We're going to get the reaction right
the reaction now.
How many times did you say you brush your teeth a day?
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm ready to go home now.
Very good.
That's the best reaction we've had.
That's yeah. Ready to go
That's
home now.
That's the best reaction we've had. Well, it's a crazy bit.
Look at that. Let's give them all a round of applause.
Crazy.
Wow.
The Britney Spears shaving challenge turned out. Yeah, there's hair everywhere, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Turned out to be a good one. Jesus Christ.
That's a serious amount of money we just doled out, too.
Hey, Mike, can I come touch you?
Yeah, no, Rob, that's okay. But, Rob, I admire your dedication to the program.
Woo! Boy, oh, boy. You're
Look
getting, like,
at that.
Scabies on your fingers now, Robbie.
How about
I
that?
Blonde, I see brown, I see red.
Yeah. Man.
I see everything on our floor.
You know something? We paid $1,000 per girl, and I don't think there's any way we should have done it for less.
Buzz's newscast is coming up. And Buzz, I hope the news has got some teeth to it.
It does.
I hope it's got some bite to it today.
Oh, yeah. You got any rotten stories in there?
Oh, I do. And no stories are missing, though.
Oh. Don't say it often. I love you guys.
Right.
I truly do.
All 32 stories.
I like it when you play along. Thank you to all of our chicks that came by today. There was
absolutely
Connie and Marianne and Tiffany and Melinda
and Tracy.
Tracy, yes.
And Tracy with a book.
Fantastic.
And all those pictures will be up on our website by the end of the show today. We've got a break now. We'll be right back with Fred's News.
This is the Don and Mike Show.